AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. Homeland Security is investigating Sunday's attack in suburban Dallas as the Islamic State group claims it was behind the violence at a center hosting a Prophet Muhammad cartoon contest. Former FBI investigator Clint Watts doesn't take that claim too seriously.
Any attack that gets executed of any scope, especially in the West, they're going to take credit for it, whether they had any involvement in it or not.
The two gunmen who shot and wounded a security guard were shot dead by police. The new Attorney General, Loretta Lynch, is in Baltimore today, where she will meet with Freddie Gray's family. Freddie Gray is the black man who died in police custody, sparking riots a week ago. The Justice Department says she'll also meet with law enforcement officers to thank them for their hard work under tough circumstances. The several Republicans already in the race for the White House will have to make room for one more. Mike Huckabee's announcing his run this hour.
A day after Carly Fiorina and Ben Carson announced their candidacies, Mike Huckabee is set to enter the race. In a campaign video, he touted his 10 years as governor of Arkansas.
I cut taxes and welfare, balanced the budget every year for 10 years.
Huckabee's appeal to evangelicals helped him win the Iowa caucuses in 2008, and he's hoping for that again, though he faces competition for that support. He'll make his announcement in his hometown of Hope, Arkansas, also the birthplace of President Bill Clinton. Jerry Bodlander, Washington.
A New Jersey man apparently trying to make a flaming cake so he could post the video on YouTube nearly set his house on fire, according to authorities, who report that he was so angry when they responded he sent them away. They say he used eggs, flour, and a little lighter fluid to make his cake. Fortunately, the resulting flames didn't spread beyond the kitchen table. The Dow is down 44. This is AP Radio News. The State Department says it has no evidence that Hillary Clinton was influenced by money given to the Clinton Foundation when she was Secretary of State. Our Tim McGuire's in Washington.
State Department spokesman Jeff Ratke says he doesn't know of any conflict of interest problems with the former Secretary of State and former President Bill Clinton's family foundation.
We are not aware of any evidence that actions taken by Secretary Clinton were influenced by donation to the Clinton Foundation or speech honoraria of former President Clinton.
The former president, who was on a tour of Africa, says 90% of the donors to the foundation give $100 or less. But more than half of those giving $5 million or more are foreign, including foreign governments. Tim McGuire, Washington.
Police say a University of South Carolina student has been arrested after her roommate set up a camera and caught her spitting in their food and putting window cleaner in it. Rita Foley, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.